Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB, English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important topic, and that topic is related to the days that we are currently in. I am speaking, of course, of the Ayyam Fatimiyya, the days when we mourn the Lady Fatima and her martyrdom. As you know, tomorrow marks the anniversary of her martyrdom. For this reason, on behalf of IRIB, English Radio, and The Key, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners condolences on this very sad and momentous occasion. In connection with this topic, the question we want to pose today is, how did Imam Ali alayhi salam mourn the Lady Fatima? How did he express his grief for her? In order to answer this question, we can take recourse to a famous hadith which has been narrated. In this hadith, Imam Ali expresses certain things after he buried the Lady Fatima. When burying Fatima alayha as-salam, Imam Ali alayhi salam said this, O Prophet of Allah, he addressed the Prophet of Allah, his grave. Addressing it, he said, O Prophet of Allah, peace be upon you from me and from your daughter, who is joining you and who has hastened to meet you. O Prophet of Allah, my patience with the demise of your chosen one, meaning your daughter, has been exhausted, and my power of endurance has weakened. Except that I have ground for consolation in having endured the great hardship and heart-rending event of your separation, meaning, you know, the separation from the Prophet was even greater than this. So the Imam is saying that I had experienced that and had prepared me for this sad event. I laid you down in your grave when your last breath had passed, when your head was between my neck and chest. Indeed, we belong to Allah, and to Him do we return. The Imam recited this verse of the Holy Quran, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then he said, now the trust has been returned, and what had been given has been taken back. As to my grief, it knows no bounds, and as to my nights, they will remain sleepless till Allah chooses me for the house in which you are now residing. Certainly, your daughter will apprise you of the gathering of your community in oppressing her. You ask her in detail and get all the news about the situation. This happened when a long time had not even elapsed since your demise, and your remembrance had not ceased. My salutations be on both of you. The salutation of one grief-stricken, not a disgusted or hateful person. For if I go away, it is not because I am weary of you, and if I stay, it is not due to the lack of belief in what Allah has promised the endurers. These were some of the great words of Imam Ali alayhi salam when she mentioned after he buried the Lady Fatima, and in mourning her and remembering that great lady. And it's interesting that in this hadith, the Imam alayhi salam, you know, he likens and equates the grief that he endured with the grief he endured at the demise of the Prophet, which reminds us of the famous prophetic hadith where the Prophet said, Fatima is a part of me and is the light of my eyes and the fruit of my heart. Right? So the Prophet kind of equated himself with her and said, affirmed the affinity between them. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at how Imam Ali alayhi salam mourned the Lady Fatima. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.